Welcome to this podcast on the motive of Hans and Shakespeare's Macbeth. First, there will be a short summary of the tragedy of Macbeth. Then we will look at the functions of the Hans in different scenes. And finally, we will talk about future research. So please sit back and enjoy this podcast. When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-spurly's done? When the battle's lost and won. That will be ere the set of sun. Where the place? Upon the heath. There to meet with Macbeth. Shakespeare's Macbeth is a tragedy which was probably first staged in 1606 under the reign of King James I. Suitable to the king's interest in witchcraft, the play starts with three witches who set the atmosphere of the play as they plan to meet Macbeth. King Duncan of Scotland receives news that Macbeth and Banquo, two generals, defeated the king's enemies in a triumph invasion. After this defeat, Macbeth and Banquo meet the three witches that predict Macbeth to become Thane of Cawdor and possibly even King of Scotland. What follows then is a killing spree by Macbeth in order to reach the status of king and then secure his power as the same. His wife, Lady Macbeth, hereby steadily encourages him to proceed, and they ultimately become mad and die. Malcolm, the legitimate heir to the throne, finally becomes proclaimed king. Hence are a central motive in Shakespeare's Macbeth, and we can find many scenes where Hans seem to fulfill a greater function as just a part of the human body. As the tragedy proceeds and Macbeth's lust of power is growing, Hans, and especially bloody Hans, symbolize what the play already questions, the question of guilt. In the first act of the play, after hearing his prophecy, Macbeth already feels the urge to take action for his destiny, which is indeed to become king. Stars, hide your fires. Let not light see my black and deep desires. The eye wink at the hand, yet let that be which the eye fears, when it is done to see. In this scene, Macbeth makes clear that his mind is already determined to kill the legitimate heir of the throne in order to become king himself. For this, he plays with the words hand and eye, which here demonstrate his conflict between acting out what he knows is not the right thing to do and fulfilling his prophecy. Therefore, his hands seem to differ from the other body parts, as they are able and willing to kill in order to reach power. While his hands are about to yield to his deepest desires, his eyes try to look away, which might also be read as his eyes rejecting the guilt of his hand's deed. This inner conflict of Macbeth and the motive of the hands as a mean to reach power, but also as a sign of guilt, is further portrayed in a later scene.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come. Let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat-oppressed brain?
Here Macbeth seems to hallucinate the dagger, which implies the forthcoming murder of Duncan. Again, the hands take a central role in this scene, as the dagger moves in the direction of the hands, as if it was provoking a reaction to it. It is noteworthy that it isn't Macbeth himself to whom the dagger swings to, but rather his hands. This explicit focus on the hands further strengthens the idea that Macbeth's mind and body are in conflict to each other. This is especially demonstrated in a central scene of the play, his first murder. After he had done the deed, he returns to his wife and notifies her of what he has done. Here Macbeth seems to be insecure again and shocked by his capability of killing the king. As the scene proceeds, the word hand is often used in connection to his murder, which highlights the central function of them. Furthermore, Macbeth is paralyzed by the blood on his hands, which make him realize what he has done and feeling the burden of guilt on his shoulders.
Whence is that knocking? How is it with me when every noise appalls me? What hands are here? They pluck on mine eyes. Good all great Neptune's ocean was this blood, clean from my hand? No, this my hand would rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
This insecurity, however, is later blurred by his hunger for power. His mind is clearly captivated by the thoughts of the prophecy and his urge to kill whoever tries to stand in his way.
Strange things I have in head, that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
Again, his hands are the mean to fulfill his desires, now more than willing to do so. This will, to act out what needs to be done, is however disturbed by the mind's interfering doubt throughout the play. This is a burden Macbeth needs to carry, and of which he tries to get rid of.
Time, thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is overtook, unless a deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand.
His hands do not hesitate. They bear the guilt of Macbeth's killing spree in order to fulfill his prophecy. This guilt is finally approved on in the final act, when Angus comments as follows.
Now does he feel his secret murder sticking on his hands. Now minutely revolves upbraid his faith breach. Those he commands move only in command, nothing in love. Now does he feel his title hang loose about him, like a giant's robe upon a dwarvish thief.
All these examples of hands in the tragedy focus on Macbeth himself. However, future research should also examine Lady Macbeth, whose hands are as blood-smudged as Macbeth's and full of guilt as the couple itself. One of Lady Macbeth's final speeches demonstrates her mind realizing the deeds and blaming the hands for what she has done, therefore imitating to wash her hands.
Out, then, spot! Out, I say! One, two, why then 'tis time to do it? Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie! A soldier interfered? What need we fear who knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him?
Thank you for listening. This podcast was created using sound and music from freesounds.org and newsopen.org.